a word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. This squeezed in between, sandwiched in between verses that speak about ungodly quarreling. And in the next verse, it puts it like this, irreverent babble. Why does Paul insert this? Well, God inspired him to put it there like that. So, previously and afterwards, Paul is instructing Timothy and you and I today, don't get involved in arguments, in quarrels. In verse 14, as we looked at last time, it says, it only ruins the hearers. In verse 16, it causes people to go into more and more ungodliness. It continues in verse 17 to say, their talk will spread like gangrene, rottenness, destructive, and can lead to death. But in between, Paul says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. In other words, here we find, which is the theme of the Bible, your life with God is far more important than your winning arguments. Winning a quarrel, proving that you are right, has nothing to do with God. He is concerned about you, about your life. Are you living before God? Are you seeking His approval, or the approval of those who listen to you so that they can say, wow, you really have great Bible knowledge? And you flatter yourself and you enjoy being flattered by others. Then it is that you're disobedient to verse 15 because you're not presenting yourself before God as one approved. And one day you will be a worker who needs to be ashamed, for you have not rightly handled the word of truth. You see again how destructive this type of talk is. Paul finds the need, two verses later, to say that among these people whose talk spreads like gangrene is Hymenaeus and Philetus. He actually names them. And forever in the word of God, which is eternal, these people are named. They did not seek God's approval. They were seeking to win an argument, to prove that they were right. Are you right with God?